Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Alan, there's a major region, wine production region in France, which has been so overlooked for so long, that's really beginning to emerge. They used to produce a lot of dreck, and Now they're making some really good wines, and this is an area called the Languedoc-Roussillon, and it includes a number of lesser-known appellations, Minervois, Corbier, Saint-Chinian, Fougère, and Pique Saint-Loup, just to name a couple. And you decided to do a little foray, and I'm so glad you did, because there's some good, interesting, rustic values here.
Yeah, there is. They did make a lot of crappy wine for a long time, but I think there's a lot of small producers who are doing quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And the wines seem to be keeping a very rustic character. Quite a few of these seem to be good peasant wines, and as such are quite enjoyable, particularly this time of the year. Let's start with one called Chateau Ladurny from Saint-Chinian. Very rustic peasant wine. I think it would be really good with roast game. This one did not have a lot of detail in the flavor, but it was big. It was kind of old-fashioned, and it just made me think I was sitting in a French kitchen somewhere in the deep countryside, and I'm smelling this big haunch of something or other.
Monsieur would like turning some on wine?
turning on a spit. They poured me some wine. I said, yeah, this is really
this
something.
Is great. All right.
So that's a Chateau Durnay, Saint-Chinian. It's only $15, so, you know,
good deal.
That's a good deal. Here's one that is a little more pricey at $30, the Chateau Haute-Glion from Corbière. A really, really dark wine, but it's very smooth and deep and fruity and earthy. It's just a real, what I call a belly warmer. This wine is the sum of its parts, the blend that it's got. At the bottom, there's the dark and bitter Carignan, and in the middle is the broad, sweet fruit of Syrah. And then there's the herbal tang and the acidity of Grenache on top of it. And all three of these are very, very, very clearly there on the palate. A lot of fun. And if you're having Cassoulet, I can't imagine a better wine to go with it. Invite me over, too. Here's one that I liked a great deal, and it's a real value at $13, Chateau de la Condamine from Corbière. Nice appellation, by the way. 50% Grenache, and if all I had to do was smell this wine, I would be really content, because I love the smell of Grenache, and the Grenache was very dominant on it. The nose is filled with field herbs, warm, dark plums, and kind of a straw thing going on, too. So
kind of a straw thing.
Yeah. On the palate, the wine is medium to full body with a real soft mouth feel and gentle tannins. There's 10% Mourvèdre. And this doesn't sound like a lot, but Mourvèdre is so dark that it really can color the wine, both in terms of color and in terms of flavor. So that was really something. Here's one that I really adored, and at $15, I can't believe they're selling it for that. The Chateau Mignon, Pêche Cousseau, and Minervois, and 2014. Very fine and very serious wine. This just had tremendous elegance to it. It benefits from what I think is Syrah. It didn't tell you on the label what it was, but it seems to me there's a lot of Syrah in this wine, and that just makes a nice broad base for everything else that's going on. Interestingly enough, there was an aroma and a flavor that I detected, and I was trying to find the right word for it. I can't do any better than say cognac.
Okay.
The aroma of cognac, which is very aromatic, a little bit like apple barrels, and then the same flavor. So a really interesting wine, great value. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.